Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Good evening. You're listening to the 5-Fold Ministry broadcast. I ask everyone at this time if they would be mindful of the speakers. And we have none other than Dr. James Ellis Jones, Reverend Wright, and Pastor John Jones on the phone this evening. God bless you all. How are you all doing tonight?
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. We're doing
blessed.
Well.
Amen. We are doing well.
Blessed.
Yes, thank you so much for joining in. We ask all our radio listeners at the time if you will mute your phone so you can hear the men of God. We are going to bring in 2023, praising God, reverence God, acknowledging God, and the word of God. We are excited to have this new
Amen. Hallelujah.
Service.
Amen.
We are excited to have this new year service. We are going to
see another year.
Can you believe it, gentlemen, that we're going to see 2023?
Amen. Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yes, yes, Lord.
God bless everybody from all over the world. We ask that you call your neighbor, call your friends. Let everybody know that we'll be on from 10:30 p.m. tonight till 12:30 a.m. with none other than Pastor Jones, Reverend Wright, and Dr. Jones going to bring it in this New Year's
Amen.
Week.
Amen.
We will ask Dr. Amen. Jones if he would lead us in prayer, after which, Pastor Jones, give us the first word that God has given you to inspire us for that 2023 year. Dr. Jones, will you start us off, please?
Amen. Give it honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is truly good to be on this station one more time as we stand on the brink of a brand new year. Let us look toward the hills from whence comes our help. Our God, it is once again that we come stretching our hands to thee. For there is no other help that we know But, Lord, yes, we come as we are about to enter into a brand new year, realizing that if you would withdraw yourself from us, we just don't know where we would be. So, Lord, first of all, we come thanking you for being God all by yourself, and beside you, there's none other. Then, Lord, we come thanking you for the fact that you blessed us time and time again down through the many years. When we didn't even deserve to call on such a holy name, you still scattered blessings along our many, many pathways. So, Lord, we just come to say thank you, for you've been mighty good to us.
Mighty.
So, Lord, we just can't praise your name enough. So, Lord, as we stand on this brand new year, filled with many blessings and many possibilities, we ask that you would continue to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that we have not room enough to receive.
Lord,
we don't know what the year may hold, but we realize that you hold the whole world in the palm of your hands. So, Lord, we ask that you would bless each speaker under the sound of my voice. Let them speak a word that will fall on good ground and bring forth fruit in the coming days and years. It is in Jesus, the Christ's name, in Jesus' name, let everyone say amen, amen, and amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. I want to ask the first speaker tonight, Pastor Jones, will you give us your full name and the name of your church?
My full name is Pastor John A. Jones. The name of the church is Christ Miracle under direction of Bishop Claude M. Tate.
Yes. You under Bishop Tate, and it's Pastor John Jones. Everyone, Pastor Jones. Well, we want you to start us off today. God bless you. And give us that word that God has given you to give us for this coming new year.
Amen. We'll begin right now. I'd like to take the opportunity to say good evening to each and every one. Glad to be in your listening ear one more time. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Will you bow your head with me just for a short prayer? Father, in Jesus' name, love and grateful and thankful, oh God, that you look beyond my faults and family need, that you woke me this morning, dear God. God, that you know what's about to go on right now, dear God. It's preaching time. We're going to be talking about you, God. God, I ask that you forgive me of all my sins, have mercy upon my soul. But I pray, God, that you will grab a hold of my heart, take control of my tongue, and once again, and use me for your service, that someone may hear your word and be saved on this afternoon. It is in Jesus' name we pray and we say thank you. Amen and amen and amen. I want to talk to you this night out of St. Mark chapter 11. Turn with me. St. Mark chapter 11. St. Mark chapter 11, we're going to start with verse number 22.
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, and he shall have whatsoever he says. We're going to stop right there. I want to talk to you for a few minutes about from a subject. This is a new day. This is a new day. As we begin to look forward unto this new year, the first thing we begin to do is call on the name of Jesus, and we begin to tell Jesus everything that we want him to do for us this year. But we forget all about asking Jesus to help us to spread his joy and spread his word around. But we think about our stuff and we think about our things Amen. Praise God. This new year. But we want to think on Jesus. We want to think on Jesus and realize that he's there, and he's there all the time. I tell you, we are in a new day, and a new season is coming. The Bible says that we can pray and pray for anything, but it says that we must have faith in God. Many times,
amen,
as we talk to people, to the saints of God, and we begin to ask the question, do you have faith? Everybody will throw up their hands, and first thing they'll say, yeah, I got faith in God. But no sooner than something happening in their life, the first thing they do is put their hands, their face down in their hands, and they begin to say, I don't know what in the world I'm going to do from here. But the first thing we ought to do is call on the name of Jesus. Amen, because he's there all the time. Hallelujah. I mean, we got to have faith. So if you can see it, it's not faith. Faith is the subject of things hoped for, evidence of things that's not seen.
Come on,
if you can see it, then it's not faith. But if you can see it, then you're exercising your faith. Hallelujah, somebody. God be the glory. Hallelujah. We got to keep in mind. We got to keep this thing about faith in mind. But how in the world am I going to get faith, Jones? The only way you're going to get some faith in God, you got to get in this book. You got to study, get to study God's word and get with other believers. You got to get in the classes where God's word is being taught so that you'll know how to exercise your faith, how to talk to God. See, we get on our knees and we talk to God, and we talk to him just like we talk to our friends and buddies. But we can't talk to God that way in this new year. If you want to go forth in this new year, you got to set the old year behind, and you got to start to do new things this new year. And if we want God to bless us, then the first thing we got to do is start to learn about this God so that we can talk God talk. See, a lot of times we talk junk and talk to stuff that we talk to our friends and buddies, but we got to learn how to talk God talk. When you got faith, you got God talking in you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said you don't need a whole lot of faith. He said all you need is faith but the size of a grain of a mustard seed. Amen. And he said you got great faith right there. The more you build on your faith, the more you lean on your faith, the more you learn, amen, about this word, the stronger your faith will get. Amen. It takes faith. Amen, this new year. Not only is it going to take faith, amen, in this new year to carry us through, but in this new year, we got to check our heart. We got to find out what's in our heart. What is we hiding in our heart? Because the word of God says that we have to be hiding the word of God in our heart, because Satan will come back no sooner than you hear the word, and he'll pull it away from you. But we got to learn how to tuck the word in our hearts. So when things go wrong this new year, we can call on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and call on him by faith, knowing that he does great and marvelous things, knowing that there is nothing impossible for him. There's nothing too hard for our God. Amen. Praise God. But we got to exercise. We got to get rid of our doubts, and we got to come to be believers from Genesis to Revelation. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, some say, I believe this or the Bible, I believe that or the Bible. Well, they go ahead and believe that, but if we don't believe the whole Bible, then we got to check ourselves, because we might not be in the right place. We might not end up in the right place when God calls us from earth to, from this earth. Amen. So we want to get rid of all your doubt and that unbelief. Study more so that you can talk with God. Amen. Praise God. And see, he says in this Bible, in verse 24, he says, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire when pray. He says you got to learn how to forgive. See, a lot of people, they, as we celebrated this Thanksgiving and this holiday of Christmas, Jesus' birth, see, a lot of people, they gave to some people, but the ones that they felt that was against them, the ones that they felt that was against them, they began to say that I'm not going to give to him. I'm not going to give to her. Oh, I'm not going to give anything to her children. Amen, because she said so-and-so to me. She done such things to me, to my husband. and I'm not going to share any love with her. You see, we begin to call them enemies, but the Bible says to love your enemy. It says not only love them, but do good by them. You see, in other words, you don't act like they act. You come with a change, with a new change, amen. See, because we're going into a new year, and when we go into this new year, we don't want unforgiveness on our hearts, amen. But we want to be able to say that I have forgiven, amen. You see, forgiving is a big thing. That's what this thing is all about. This is what we're celebrating. We're celebrating the word forgiveness. And it didn't come easy, but it came by a price.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I mean, a big price was paid. And not only that, but in forgiveness, look what he said. If you had ought against anyone, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you. In other words, he's saying that if you can't forgive others, then our Father in heaven, he's not going to forgive us. And of our trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which in heaven forgive you your trespass. In other words, we got to get ourselves straight. We got to come out of this thing called hate. We got to get in this thing called love. Amen. We got to learn how to love not some folks, but we got to learn how to love everybody. We got to learn how to not pick heed to every bone that is thrown out at us, but sometimes we got to walk away from the bones. Amen. See, because we belong to God. He said that we don't have to fight no battles because he said he'll fight the battles for us. Amen. See, a lot of times we fail because we try to fight our own battles. We try to do everything ourselves, but we got to learn how to lean and depend on God in this new day, in this new year. Amen. Because things will not happen the way we think that things should go. In this new year, we got to just lean and make sure that we give our forgiveness right. I read in this Bible somewhere along the line. See, Jesus, God, he sent his son Jesus, and Jesus paid a high price for you and I that we can be forgiven on this afternoon. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm so glad about it. But it says here in Isaiah 53, it says that surely he bore our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet did we esteem him smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. The Bible says that he was bruised for our iniquity. And it says that the chastisement of our peace was upon his shoulder. And it said that we walked away from him. In other words, those that he opened blinded eyes, they and caused to walk and caused the dumb to talk, amen, called the dead from the grave, amen. As he caught some of those folks, they stood around, amen. They stood around the cross one day, and they began, as he asked the question, which one shall we keep and which one shall we let go? And many of them funneled up, and they said that we should keep Barabbas, and we should crucify this man by the name of Jesus. And I just want to tell you that as he crucified my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Bible said they carried him into Pilate's court, and Pilate began to sit down and question him. Not only did he sit down and question him, but he began to tell Jesus what he going to do to him. And Jesus uttered up the words and said, no man can do anything except my Father in heaven allow him to. Remember, Jesus, after that, they got an old purple robe, they tell me, and they put it across his shoulders. And some even began to spit on him, amen. But they took him out, amen, to a whipping post. Lord have mercy. It said they threaded his flesh, amen, with 39 lashes of a cat of nine tails. I won't dare, but I believe it right now. I didn't see it, but in my vision, I can see what was going on that day. Hallelujah. All for me and all for you. The Bible says after they whipped him, they said they led him up to an old wooden cross. They got that old wooden cross up off the ground and they began to press it upon his shoulders. Every now and then as he walked up on the hills of Tyre, every now and then he began to fall down from the the sinner, the weight of that old sins of this old world. But the Bible says that he got back up, and as he got back up, he carried that cross on the hills of Calvary. When he got up there, he said that he laid his body down for on that cross for you and I. Hey, Lord, I tell you, we're coming into a new day. And it says that as he laid his body down, they fight. Spiked him in his hands and down around his feet. They didn't stop right there, but they raised him up high on that old wooden cross. And it said that he hung on that cross from the sixth to the ninth hour. Thank you, God. And it said that as he hung on there from the sixth to the ninth hour, he gave up the ghost and he said that it's finished. He made a way then that you and I, we can cry out now, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. We can cry out now, Lord, please have mercy on me and forgive me. Please, Lord, have mercy on me and forgive me for my wrongdoings. We can confess Jesus as being our Lord and being our Savior now. Because as they put him down in a borrowed tomb, the Bible says that he laid there all night, Friday night. Says between Friday night and Saturday night, he went down in the pits of hell. And he just defeated Satan down there and took the keys from him of the sting of death. And the Bible says that early on the third day morning, he said that our God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he said rose up out of that old grave. When he rose up, he had power in his hands. He had power not just to save a few in the world, but he got power that every man, woman, boy, and girl can be saved. Man, hallelujah. I tell you, we're in a new day now. All we got to do now is learn God's word and learn how to lean and depend on God and learn how to talk to him. And we can talk to God better this year than we did on last year. I tell you, God will do some great and marvelous things in your life. I don't know how you feel about God tonight, but I tell you, I love him, and I found somebody that I can lean on. See, man will let you down, but this man that I'm talking about out of this Bible, named Jesus Christ, he'll never let you down. He'll always prop you up. He'll go before you. Amen. Hallelujah. See, I was lost one day, sinking deep in sin, and he reached down from heaven, and he turned me around. I don't know, but I feel mighty good right now, because I know that the Lord, he brought me out. I tell you, he brought me out. And he took things away from me that is of this old world. See, I'm not looking to go to hell, but I hope my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that he'll take me when the day come into heaven. Lord, I just thank you on the day. Ain't God all right? Had not God been good to us on this year, this past year? And I believe that he's going to be better this upcoming year in 23 than he was in 22. If we would just live right, if we would just talk right, and if we would just love right, I tell you, we'll be all right in this new year. We're in a new year. Happy New Year to each and every one. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody give him a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You might be on this phone and you might not have noticed Jesus that we're talking about, but you can get to notice Jesus that we talk about. Amen. The Bible says that he's located over in Romans, in the book of Romans, chapter 10. Amen. Romans 10, and start at verse 8, I believe, and I'm thinking he's going to tell us some good stuff there. Romans 10, and you start at verse 8, he says, but what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. This is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart, it says that thou shalt be saved, that he'll raise you up when that day come. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That there's going to come a great morning one of these old days, and I want to be in the service that day. So if you don't know Jesus, praise God, you can get to know him. There's plenty of help on this line that can help you in your walk with Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Let's turn this service back over in the hands, amen, of our moderator. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen and amen. That it says,
amen.
Pray for anything in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyhow, let's hear a little bit more of Reverend Clay Evans. Thank you so much, Pastor John Jones. We love you. Thank you so much. Happy New Year's. Let us say hallelujah anyhow. Come on.
Hallelujah. And thank you.
Hallelujah anyhow. Thank you.
And then if whenever you need me in this new year, don't hesitate to call me.
Look like it's so long.
Hallelujah anyhow.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I want you to know you got the sign in your comfort zone. Does not belong in front of you where he can lead you. He doesn't belong beside of you where he can whisper in your ear. Neither does he belong behind you. But he belongs under your feet. Reach over and touch somebody and tell him he belongs under your feet.
Welcome to our New Year's Eve service. We are going to bring the Word of God into the midst of us for our new year. We have none other than Pastor John Jones, Reverend Leroy Rice, and Dr. James Jones on the phone, where we are going to say hallelujah anyhow. Truly, we are blessed of the Lord. We thank you so much
for
listening to us. We get ready now for Reverend Leroy Rice. But before we get started, let us play a little song with Reverend Gerald Thompson, that Jesus is my rock. Is Jesus your rock today?
Hallelujah.
Yes, let us keep praising God. We're going into 2023 saying hallelujah. Anyhow.
Hallelujah.
Let us listen to Reverend Gerald Thompson. Amen.
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 I'm
Christ. Amen.
Amen. You ready for me?
Yes, I am. Go ahead, sir. We're ready for the next word of God. We have Reverend Rice on the phone. Stay tuned. We asking everybody, call your neighbor, call your friend, that we are going into the new year praising God. We thank God for Pastor Gaskin and her fellowship as we listen to Reverend Leroy Rice. You can take it over now, sir. Amen.
Amen. Most holy God, our Heavenly Father, again, it I come now, Lord, just to say thank you, Lord, because you are the head of my life, Lord. I can't do nothing without you. Can't preach unless the Holy Spirit comes, Lord. I ask you right now that you would just allow me to be able to speak, Lord, and you speak through me, Lord. Whatever you would have for me to speak right now, speak to your people here, Lord. And Lord, allow me to be able to make it as plain as even a little child can understand it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight. I pray for all the ministers, all the pastors, all the bishops that's assembled around us tonight. I pray that you would keep them in your care also, Lord. Watch over them, Lord, on a time like this. Watch over those that's listening, Lord. I pray tonight, Lord. And now, Lord, I invite your Holy Spirit to come and be with me for just a little while, Lord. Let me speak to your people. In the name of Jesus, I pray, and for your sake, I ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to be coming from John, the first chapter, the fourth and the fifth verse. I'm just going to use those two verses. But before I come from John, why I chose this message tonight that I'm going to preach is because we are living in a time where there are so much darkness and so much spiritual darkness and death of our people that's around us in this world that we are living in. And I chose this because I want to be able to get people to understand that in this new year, they need to come out of the darkness and come into the marvelous light of Jesus. And they will find that there is rest for their weary souls. And whatever they are going through and are going through in this year that's past, let them be able to press on for a mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ, and everything's going to be all right. That's why I chose this passage of Scripture tonight. And it reads as the following. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And I'm using for a subject or topic or whatsoever I'm using to come alive. Come alive. And my first point here is, it's the calling to come out of the spiritual darkness and death. You know, we have people that is walking around. They are alive in body, but they spiritually are dead because they are not allowing the Holy Spirit to dwell on the inside of them to be able to wreck their path. You see, what I'm talking about tonight is we, as children of God, we have to make it known to those that don't know God and don't know him a pardon of his sins. But all they got to do is come into the light, because Jesus is the light of the world, and in him there is no darkness. And his light shines beyond darkness, and the darkness cannot overpower the light of Jesus. It can't even overshade it. It can't even, because the darkness cannot shine through that light. And here tonight, I come by here to let you know you must walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops are so bright, it shines all around us by day and by night. I know this one thing I know. It is Jesus, the bright and morning star, the lily of the valley, the rose in Sharon, he's a rock in the weary land. He's our all in all. All we got to do is catch hold of Jesus. And because he is the bridge over troubled waters. All we got to do is walk in his spiritual power. And in walking in his spiritual power, we will find that there is a reassurance that we are in good hands, because there's no hands no better than Jesus' hands. And tonight we need to acknowledge him, because so many people is lost in this world. We find that there is the death toll has jumped up from where these people is taking people's lives, and they are doing all these things because they don't have Jesus on board of the ship. They've left that ship that's without a sail. You see, they're out on the Isle of Patmos. They're out yonder. They don't know where they're going. They're drifting to and fro. But here tonight, I want them to know that all they got to do, Jesus resting for a little while. He's sleeping on his couch, and he's resting in the boat, and the storm of life is beginning to rage, and you see the wind have begun to blow on those people in hurricane proportions. But all it got to do is remember that Jesus is just a little way off. All it got to do is just call on him, and he will no wise cast him aside. All it got to do is just reach out to him, and he will pick them up when they fall down. He will replace the things that's going on in their lives that is causing them to be spiritually dead. Right now, Jesus is the light of the world, and in him there is no darkness. And all we got to do is look to him, because he is the author and the finisher of all of our faith. He is the one that can make things when it's a little, might be a little bit, but he can take a little bit and he can make it into a whole lot. I tell you right now, all you got to do if you need something, call on Jesus. Because it says, look to the hills, for whence cometh my help? My help comes from Jesus, who has made the heavens and who has made earth. All you got to do is hold on now. You hold on and hold out. A change is going to come. I tell you, a change is going to come. In the new year, a change is going to come. If you just hold on for just a little while longer, everything going to be all right. Jesus said, weeping might endure for a night, but I know that my joy comes in the morning time. And I tell you, it's morning time now. It's time for joy. It's time for peace. It's time for happiness. It's time for love. It's time to pick up those that have fallen by the wayside. It's time to bring them into the light. Because when you bring them into the light, you are bringing them alive. They are spiritually dead, but when they come to Jesus, they are made alive again, because all you got to do is just continue on running that race. That race, if you run that race, when you're in a race, you begin to run. But one thing about it, you keep on running until you get to the finish line. And then when you get to the finish line, you're going to find that at the finish line, you're going to get a reward, because Jesus is at the end of the finish line. He's waiting on us, because he's waiting on us, because he told us no man can get to the Father but by me. I tell you, my sisters and my brothers, if you don't have Jesus tonight, you better go back to the old landmark. You better fall on your bended knees. You better begin to call on Jesus and tell Jesus about your troubles. Give your heart to Jesus, because with your heart to Jesus, Jesus, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my knock, open up the door and let me come in. I'll sit with him, and he'll be with me. Jesus is standing at the door of someone's heart tonight. He's knocking at that door. All you got to do is open it up. Let him come in, and he will come in because he said he would. He'll come in and set with you. He'll come in. He'll rescue you. He'll come in. He'll save you. He'll come in and be your father. He'll come in. He'll be your mother. He'll come in. He'll be your pastor. Come in. He'll be your friend. He'll stick closer than a brother. All you got to do is open up your heart and let him come in. You see, and when he comes in, Jesus began to work on the inside. And when he works on the inside, he mixed the outside. The inside matches up with the outside. And it began to shine. You see, church, I know this is because Jesus is our life. Without him, we are spiritually dead. Jesus is our light that shines beyond the darkness that's going on around us, because we walk in the light. In him there is no darkness. In him is light. And today he still is our light. Without him we can do nothing. With him we can do all things. He died to bring light into our lives. He died and he rose to give us victory over darkness. He died on the cross. He says, no man can take my life from me. But I lay it down on my own. I give it up for the ransom of my friends. I'm the partaker because I want those, my children, to have life again. And he gave up his life on the cross so that we could have the life right to the tree of life. He gave it up and it went down into Joel's poet's tomb. I love it so much when he went down there, but he didn't stay down there. He went down there and he went beyond and he fought with the devil and he took the keys to hell and the grave and he got up with all power in his hand. That gave us a chance because we go down, but our body, we will be resurrected. We will have a new body, just like Jesus. Get up with a new body. And I tell you, it's good that he went down, because if he hadn't went down, we wouldn't be here today. If he hadn't went down, we wouldn't have eternal life. I thank the Lord tonight for going down for us. I thank the Lord tonight for getting up for us. I thank the Lord tonight for sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for us. I thank him tonight because I know this one thing I know. I'm going to lean on him. I'm going to keep trusting in him. Because it ain't no way I'm going to stay alive. The only way that I'm going to live is through Jesus. The only way you're going to live is through Jesus. We know this one thing, that Jesus is the light of the world. And in him, there is no darkness. Here, as I move on just a little further, this is a call to come into the fullness of God's light. Because Jesus was and is the light of all men. So if he is the light of all men, you see, we can light a candle and put it on a table and it will show the brightness in the room. But if we got a dark room, we can't see which way we're going from here. When we don't have no light to shine before us, we are walking around in the dark and we can't find our way. But I come by to tell you tonight that Jesus is the light of the world, and Jesus will make a way for us out of no way. He will open up doors for us that no man can close. Whatever you stand in need of, my sisters and my brothers, those that's listening tonight, All you got to do is put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. All you got to do is hold on now, just for a little while. He's going to come to your rescue when people knock you down. I love Jesus so much. Jesus reached way down and picked us up, turned us around, placed our feet on solid ground. I'm so glad tonight that I got a Jesus like that, one that can move mountains out of our way, one that can move stumbling blocks out of our way, one that can bring happiness to an unhappy family, one that can give us love that we don't have. You see that Jesus I have. I share him with you tonight because he says I got the whole world in the palm of my hand. I'm not just for you. There's whoever needs me. I'm sitting high and I'm looking low. I can serve anyone that call on me. Call on me. Jesus is the way out tonight. So all we got to do to live a good life in the new year that's coming, we know we're entering into a new year. We know that all we got to do is give our life to Jesus. And we will find that everything will be all right. We will find that we will come alive if we are dead spiritually. If we give our life to him, we got to confess to him. We got to repent to him. Well, we can't go to him any kind of way. We got to get this dirt and filth that we have swept under the rug all these years and hid it from one another. We got to get this dead from under the rug. Let Jesus begin to do some house cleaning within us. And then we be able to go and begin a new life. You see, Jesus will heal us from the things that some of us is going through right now. Somebody might be tonight on alcohol. Somebody might be on drugs. But if you allow Jesus to come in and begin to sweep and clean your house, all these things that you are on, they begin to turn to nothing but a sand. And you can put them under your feet, because that's where we need to keep the devil, under our feet, because he can't do nothing with us. The devil don't have no power over us unless we allow him to have this power. You see, Jesus gave us power. He said, you can do all things through me. Greater works than I've done you could do, because I'm leaving you with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All you got to do is hold on now. If you set Jesus tonight in this new year that we get ready to enter into, if you set him, I guarantee you that everything will come together and it's going to be to your good, because Jesus turns the bad into good. Always turns it good. He makes a little out of nothing. Jesus can turn us from what we are doing that's not pleasing his sight and make it good. All we got to do is allow him to come in. We got to allow him to come into our hearts. We got to get close to him. I'm almost through. We got to let him be our God and we be his people. We got to allow him to lead us and guide us. We got to allow him to walk with us along this pilgrim journey, because we can't even walk without him holding our hands. We can't even talk without him speaking through us. Lord, have mercy. He is so good to me. He's better to me sometimes than I've been to myself, because I know that he is my all in all. Without him, I can do nothing. But with him, I can do all things. I stop by just for a little while, my sisters and my brothers, to let you know that Jesus is the way out. You see what is going on in this world, and I'm almost through. What's going on in this world? Jesus says there is two ways. There's a broad way, and there's a narrow way. I'm going to talk just a few minutes about the broad way and the narrow way. To those that's listening tonight, to those that need to turn around tonight, on the broad way, many are going to be found on the broad way. And on the broad way, you find an exit on the broad way. You can turn around and get off the broad way. But on the narrow way, there's no exit on the narrow way. You got to keep straight through. And at the end of the tunnel, there you find Jesus beckoning for us to come on home, because he says that the only way you can get to the Father is by me. Jesus is on the narrow way. The devil is controlling the broad way. But we don't want to be on the broad way. We got to turn around and get off the broad way and get on the narrow way. Keep on, keep it on. You see, here, and I'm almost finished now. Beloved, here, may the Holy Spirit lead you into the new year, into the light of God, to remain in it, walking therein quietly from day to day, to make progress in it, walking onward toward perfection. Come ye, let us even now walk together in this light, in this new year. It's shining, and we are the children of the light. Living it here will prepare for enjoying it, all its glorious brightness, where the Lamb is the light. Jesus is the light of the world. And without him, we can do nothing. With him, we can do all things. Jesus is the light. And as we walk, we will not be walking alone. Jesus is the light. And as I finish up, I just want to share this with you. As the new year begins to come in, whatever has taken place in the old year, you can't look back and rely on the things of the old year. You got to press on for a high calling in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus always said in his word that if any man look back, and if any man put his hand to the gospel plow and look back, he is not fit for the kingdom of God. He is not. Without the Lord, can't do nothing. Without the Lord, I can't do nothing. Without the Lord, I can't do nothing. My Lord, he like a ship without a sail, but with the Lord, I can do all things. With the Lord, I can do all things. With the Lord, I can do all things, my Lord, like a ship without a sail. Come alive. Come alive. Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen. Truly, amen. We enjoyed that message there from John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Come alive and come out and come to Jesus. Reverend Rice, will you give us a salvation prayer for our listeners, for those who may not know Jesus and the pardon of their sins.
Amen. Lord, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. Thou will withdraw thyself from me. Tell me, Lord, where could I go? Could I run off to the forest mountain and not be seen or heard? Lord, could I go down in the deepest valley and not be seen? Lord, I reach out tonight just to touch your hem of your garment for those that don't know you by the pardons of this sin. Lord, I need you, Lord, because we need you, because the world is upside down now. The world should be standing upright, but it's bottom side up, Lord, because so much sin is going on around us. And we find that so many souls are lost. And Lord, I pray for those lost souls tonight. I can't call them by name, but Lord, you know everybody's name because you know them before they were formed in the mother's womb. Lord, right now, I pray your mercy on them. Lord, I pray for your grace with all Christ on them. I pray for the light of rain to fall on them and let them have a change of heart and a mind that they become crying, what must I do to be saved? Lord, tonight, I just want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you for being with me and being with us that's on the radio tonight. Because, Lord, we can't do nothing without you. Lord, we are nothing without you. Our hands is in your hands tonight, Lord. Whatever you have for us to do tonight, Lord, I pray that you continue on and let us do it pleasing to your sight. Forgive us of our sins, blot out our transgressions. Now, Lord, as we begin to go into another part of this service, I pray, Lord, that you continue on holding up. Hold up Dr. Jones that's going to come, Lord, and give the word tonight. Hold up our bishop tonight, Lord. Keep her, Lord, doing what you're doing, Lord, because you see her work. And you see that she's doing your work. Lord, just continue on, a place in our hearts to be able to do this, Lord. Because so many people is out here in the world don't know you, Lord. And the only way they're going to know you, we got to bring you to them. And through your word tonight, we know that you are reaching out to those that don't know you. Right now, Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your wisdom. I thank you for your understanding. I thank you for your love. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and for your sake, we ask it all. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Edible Shata. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Edible Shata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have just heard from Victory Temple with Reverend Leroy Rice under Pastor Gaskin. Truly, God wants us to come alive, come out, and come to him. Thank you so much,
yes,
Reverend
Lord.
Rice. God bless you.
Yes, Lord. Bless you. Bless you for having me, Bishop. Bless you. Bless you.
Amen and amen. Let us listen a little bit more for Reverend Gerald Thompson. Jesus is my rock. So we can get ready. Dr. Jones, God bless you. Hold on. Amen.
Amen.
Nobody else tell you tonight that Jesus is your rock. Yes, he is.
Yes.
God bless
yes,
you. You have heard from Pastor John Jones, Reverend Leroy Rice, and we are going into 2023 praising our God. You know why? Because
yeah.
if God can't do it, it just can't be done. We love the Lord, and God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to our broadcast tonight. We're having our New Year's Eve service, and we will hear none other than Dr. James Ellis Jones right after we hear the Canton Spirituals. God bless you. Happy New Year's. Let us go in praising God, praying to God, reverence God, recognizing God all over the world. His name is Jesus. Jesus. God bless you.
Yes.
Matter of fact, let us listen to Fix It, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. We'd like to greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. Truly we serve an awesome God. I shall lift a word from Isaiah chapter 45, beginning at verse 2. The word of God reads as such, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight.
Lord,
I will break in the pieces, the gate of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by name as the God of Israel. I should talk just for a few minutes from the start. Don't worry about the new year. God has already been there. Don't worry about the new year. God has already been there. Might we bow in a short prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it is once again we stand to preach your holy word. Might your word fall on good ground and bring forth fruit in the coming days and years, because truly we are all climbing Jacob's ladder, and every round goes higher and higher. We ask that you would hide me behind the cross, so that your people might not hear none of me, but hear from the Lord. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Don't worry about the new year. God has already been there. My brothers and sisters, we have no idea what this new year will bring. For some, it will begin in victory, and for others, it will end in trouble. I don't know about you, but I found out that if you live long enough, trouble will show up at your doorstep. Amen, somebody. Yes, yes, some of us will begin the year in despair and end in hope. Some will start out without a dime to their name, but we end the year with a miraculous overflow. I wish I had me a praying church tonight. But some will even start out the year with us and will be ultimately called from labor to reward. Let the truth be told. We don't know what this new year will bring, since none of us have a magic crystal ball. I believe my boy Forrest Gump summed it up best when he said life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. That is why as we stand on the brink of a brand new year, I stop by to tell somebody, don't worry about the new year because God has already been there. And if God has gone before us, everything will be all right. Talking about the same God that so eloquently hung the moon, the stars, and the sun in our rightful location. The same God that said, let there be light. And they tell me light came skipping down the streets of the universe. Yeah, that God has gone before us into the brand new year. And he already know what this new year will bring. I don't believe you understood me tonight. I said God Almighty has already peeled down into 2023 and know what it will bring before we even enter into it. How many of you tonight know that God is omnipresent? He is everywhere at the same time. He is not bound by time nor restricted by space. Let me put it to you like this. The giant ball in New York Times Square would drop a full hour before the ball would drop in New Orleans. Even 2 hours before that, San Francisco would shout Happy New Year. As New York shout Happy New Year, it will already be 4 p.m., in the next day in parts of Australia. Talking about the awesomeness of God. No wonder the songwriter declared, what a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Come on, somebody, help me tonight if you can. It is mighty good to know that whatever the new year has for us, God has already been there. For he promised to go ahead of us and make everything all right. For those of you that don't know me, I love a good Western movie. So every now and again, my wife would lay back on the couch and watch old episodes of Gunsmoke, Rifleman, Bonanza, and The Little House on the Prairie. Somebody know what I'm talking about tonight. In a lot of these movies, a wagon train usually had a scout that went miles ahead of the wagon train to scout out trails, look out for danger, and plan detours if necessary. these cowboys and settlers depended on the scout for the safety of the travelers. And you know, I began to think about that. God is just like that, for he goes miles ahead of us and does the same thing while we wait for the new year to begin. He has already been there, blazing a trail and leaving trail signs for us to follow. Somebody said there were no cowboys in the Bible, but there were shepherds. It is said that a shepherd, before allowing his sheep to graze the field, will go out into the field and prepare it for the sheep. Before the sheep arrive at the pasture, the shepherd goes in and pulls up the poison weeds and chases away the harmful animals. When the field is rid of all dangers, the sheep are allowed to graze. And I'm so glad tonight that Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, works that way with us. He often goes ahead and spots trouble and prevents us from going in directions that will harm us. How many of you know tonight that God will close doors that no man can open, and he will open doors that no man can close? If God goes before us, that means we are to wait on him before we enter into the new year. You see, the problem in today's society is we like to get ahead of God. If my grandmother was here tonight, she would say we always like to put the cart before the horse. Hello, somebody. Our text tonight demonstrates how God went before Israel and prepared for their return to their homeland. The people of Israel, you see, were scattered everywhere. In the north, they were taken captive by the Assyrians. In the south, they were captured by the Babylonians. They longed to go home, but it was not possible. But my brothers and sisters, Israel kept hope alive. In this text, we found a warning, a plan, and a promise. And that is what I want to talk about tonight as we enter into the brand new year. Number one, God warns us that there will be crooked places in the new year. And the road will not be easy. I don't know about you, but the last time I looked, nobody told us that it would be. We should not step into any new situation believing that it will be a piece of cake. But life itself is hard. That is why God said there will be crooked places. We should know that the devil is always busy. He has no intention of giving up on any of us without a fight. So here God is warning us that this year will have its share of crooked places. Somebody said, "Brother preacher, what is a crooked place?" Well, I'm glad that you asked. Trouble is a crooked place. Sickness is a crooked place. Disappointment is a crooked place. Marital problems is a crooked place. Hardship is a crooked place. So God has already warned us that this year will no doubt have some crooked places. But now you know about the warning. Now let's talk about the promise. For every crooked place, there is a great promise. God has promised to make every crooked place straight. In other words, whatever we go through in the new year, God has already made provision. Obstacles will come in the new year, but God has already worked them out before we even get to them. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but somebody may be suffering with sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, or even cancer. Perhaps your money is funny and your change is strange and you don't know how you are going to make it. I stop by to tell you tonight that God has already gone before you and he has already made a way out of no way. That is why Isaiah said that every valley should be exalted, every mountain and hill should be made low, and the crooked places made straight. Now you know about the warning and the promise. Now let's talk about God's plan. Ah, this is where it gets real good. God already has a plan to guide us through the new year. Just as God had a plan for Israel to return, God has a plan for each one of us tonight that are listening in. We must walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that the Lord will make a way out of no way. We don't know how God is going to clear the path for us, but we know that he will. Can I get a witness tonight? For he will never let us down. I wish I had somebody who knew that down through the years, God has been good to us. When we didn't have adequate money in our pockets or even adequate shoes upon our feet, I tell you, it was nobody but the Lord that made a way out of no way. Didn't he do it? I said, didn't he do it for you tonight? I wish I had somebody that know if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we would be. For the Bible tells us that all things work together for them that love the Lord and accord according to his purposes. You know, I found out that life is like baking a cake. If you taste the baking soda by itself, it doesn't taste so good. If you taste the flour by itself, it doesn't taste so good. If you taste the egg by itself, they don't taste so good either. But if you mix it all up and put it in the oven and bake it, a pound cake will cause you to hurt yourself. I said all things work together for those that love the Lord. Before I get ready to close, I stop by to tell somebody out there who may be listening in, that a great year is coming, a year in which eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard, what's in store for those that love the Lord. So let us go into the new year with confidence, knowing that God has already gone before us. So as we go into this brand new year, 2023, let us remember these words, I will go before thee, because as long as God goes before us, everything will be all right. Let us remember that there is indeed a warning, a plan, but there is a great promise. I don't know what the year may bring, but I do know that God will go before us. Rest assured there will be crooked places and days that are filled of trouble, but just call on the name of Jesus. But there is a name that's above every name. Can I get one witness? I'm going to go ahead and close since we're almost into a brand new year. But just allow me to tell you about this great Savior. His name is not like any other name. His name is an extraordinary name. Because when you call on my name, nothing extraordinary is going to happen. When you call on the name Barack Obama, when you call on the name Michael Jordan, nothing will happen. But there is a name that's above every name. There is a name that every time I call on it, it sounds like music in my ear. Have I got a witness? Is there anybody here ever had to call on that name late in the midnight hour when your situations was beyond your control, when your children act like they have lost their mind, when your family act like they've gone crazy, you had to call on that name. When they were giving you trouble on your job, when they were talking about you behind your back, Is there anybody that is listening that feel like helping me call on that name? For there is power in that name. There is healing in that name. There's joy in that name. Peace in that name. He woke you up this morning, started you on your way. He put clothes on your back and food on your table. Can I get one witness? He is God's only son, Mary's baby boy, James and Jude's older brother. He is distinctive in supernatural capacity, superlative in sovereign majesty, majestic in eternal deity. I haven't even called his name yet, but I hope you know who I'm talking about tonight. He was born in Bethlehem, reared in Nazareth. He died. I said, didn't he die, y'all? He died one Friday. He died. He stayed dead all Friday night. He stayed dead all day Saturday. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. And I'm so glad that I can call on the name of Jesus. For Jesus, oh, how I love calling on that name. Jesus in the morning. Jesus in the noonday. Jesus in the midnight hour. His name is the sweetest name I know. Can I get one witness tonight? So don't worry about the new year, for God have already been there. I stopped by to tell somebody who may be experiencing anxiety tonight, wondering will the new year be better than the last year. So much is going on in the world today. We are experiencing massive inflation, an uptick in COVID cases, and the world seemingly has turned upside down. But I come by to let you know tonight that God has already gone into the new year and paved the way for us. And all we got to do is walk step by step. And I can assure you everything will be all right. Is there one who may be listening in that know not this Jesus that we are preaching about? I can assure you that he is standing by with his arms stretched wide open, and he is always welcoming his children back into his family. So is there one tonight? Is there one? At this time, we should turn the service back into the hands of Apostle Mercer.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jones. Will you lead us in our New Year's Eve prayer?
Let us bow in a word of prayer. And as we are praying tonight, I ask that each one of you reflect back of how good God has been to us. For truly God has brought us a mighty, mighty long way. I always like to say that God has brought us from the slave house to the White House. He has brought us from Nathan to T-Bone. Truly, it was God that brought us from horseback to Cadillac. But not only that, he has brought us all the way. If it had not been for him, where would we be? So let us go to him in prayer as we stand on the brink of a brand new year. Let us pray. Our God, it is once again we come realizing that you have been our help in ages past. You have been our hope for years to come. You have been our shelter from life many, many stormy blasts. But most of all, we come rejoiced for tonight because you are our eternal home. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it is once again we come to say thank you. We thank you for the fact that you woke us up bright and early this morning to line the blood still running warm in our many, many veins. Then, Lord, we come thanking you for the fact that you blessed us time and time again when we didn't even deserve to call on such a holy name. You still scattered blessings along our many, many pathways. And, Lord, we can truly say tonight, as we stand on the brink of a brand new year, we can truly say that the God we serve has been mighty, mighty, mighty good to us.
Yeah.
So, Lord, we don't know what the new year will bring. But, Lord, we know that you have already gone before us, paved the way, and all we have to do is walk into the brand new year with high expectations. So, Lord, we just stop by to praise and render your name thanksgiving. For, Lord, truly, a God like you, nobody can do like you can. We ask that you would touch those that may be sick under the sound of my voice, those that may lie on their bed of affliction. Let them know that you are a doctor who have never lost a case. Then we come praying for those that found thyself without a dwelling place. We ask that you would prop them up on every leaning side and let them know that Jesus still loves them and all they have to do is turn to you and everything will be all right. Then, Lord, we come praying for everybody everywhere. Touch in a mighty and marvelous way. We come praying for those sinners that have fallen by the wayside. We come praying that you would touch their heart and allow them to feel the fire burning deep within and allow them to turn towards you in the midnight hour. And, Lord, then we come praying for Apostle Mercer and this radio broadcast. May you bless this ministry tenfold because truly her heart is on fire for you, Lord. And, Lord, we need more people like that in these last and evil days. So, Lord, as we stand on the brink of a brand new year, we come standing on your promises that cannot fail. We ask that you would just wrap us up in your love and grant us your peace that passes all understanding. Allow us to touch somebody and let them know that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It is in Jesus' name we pray, in Jesus' name, let all those that are listening say amen, amen, and amen. Happy New
amen.
Year,
amen.
And may God smile on you all immensely. May God truly shower you with his many blessings. God bless.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
And Reverend
amen.
Rice, you can pray us on. Keep praying. We're going to keep praying.
Amen.
Can you give
Most
us a prayer,
God,
Rice?
Most holy God, our Heavenly Father, again, we come now, Lord. We are praying out the old year, and we are praying the new year in, Lord. Right now, I pray, Lord, that you would just continue on, shine down your people with blessings. Not only that, Lord, I pray tonight that you would just continue opening up your wonders in the heaven above, Lord. Lord, I pray now that you would just touch each one of us, Lord, whatever you find that is not within us, that's not like you. I pray tonight that you would just take it out and strengthen us. Take it out and cast it into the sea of forgiveness where it never rise again on this side of eternity. Lord, I pray for this ministry, Lord. I pray that you continue on using Apostle Mercer so she be able to cry out to your people that is lost, cry out to your people that is lonesome, cry out to your people that need just to hear a word from you, Lord. I just want to thank you for her tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be able to see this new year, because it is you that allowed us to see it, because you woke us up this morning. It wasn't our alarm clock. It was you, Lord. You touched us with the thing of your love, and you woke us up. And now here we are, Lord. We are into another year. 2023, Lord, has entered in, Lord, and we just thank you for that. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And for your sake, we ask it all. Use us this year, Lord, to your glory and to your honor. Wherever you want us, whatever you want us to do, where you want us to go, send us, Lord. Here we are. We'll go for you in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We have just heard from Dr. James Ellis Jones, Reverend Leroy Rice, as they prayed us into 2023. And we're going to continue to pray. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, 9, and 13. Happy New Year's to you. We are not finished praying yet. Our Father
Amen.
In heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done
on earth
as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. As we also have given our debts. And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much as we give you reverence, we give you honor, we give you glory, Father, for seeing another year, 2023. Father, you said where two or three are gathered, you're in the midst. We invoke you. We invite you, Father, right now to come into this phone line right now to all the listeners, God. Father, that you will shadow us, that you will fill us afresh, that you will engulf us, Father. You will cover us afresh with your Holy Spirit. We invite you now, Father. We open up our hearts, our mind, and our soul. Father, we thank you for this 2023. Father, I thank you for Pastor John Jones. I thank you for Reverend Leroy Rice. I thank you for Dr. James Jones. I thank you for all of the listeners who have called in tonight. Father, we in agreement. The word went out tonight that if we could touch and agree, if two would touch and agree, if we could believe it by faith, Father, right now we are in agreement, Father, that you said if we could pray for anything and believe it by faith, Father, it shall come to pass. Father, we are coming alive. We are coming out. We are coming with victory. We're coming out in prayer. So, Father, we ask, Father, that you give us what to say out of our mouth. You said nobody can control the tongue but you. Well, Father, we asking you to give us the words to say to exalt, edify, and encourage. Oh, Father, and I heard, Father, that we don't have to worry about the new year, that everything is already written in the Lamb Book of Life. So, Father, we turn it over to you. Oh, Father, we ask right now that you touch all the nations around the world. Father, that you would send a pizza in the midst of the storm. Oh, Father, that you would just go into China. Oh, Father, you would go into Russia. Father, touch the peace right now. Touch them leaders right now to be on one accord in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we speak to this United States. Oh, Father, to give us the favor, Father. Give us the right mind to do things right in the name of Jesus so we can glorify you. Oh, Father, go through all the nations of Israel, all the nations of Africa. Send peace in the midst of the storm. Oh, Father, nobody has the tree of life but you, and we ask for eternal life by the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, you said let this mind be in you so we could be in a new creature. Father, we ask you to touch our minds right now. We ask you to fill our minds with you right now. We ask you to guard our thoughts and our minds right now that our minds will stay on you. Help us this year, God, that we'll have the right thinking. Help us this new year, God, that we'll be able to just see things as it is, the way that you want us to see, behind the veil, so we'll be able to go in with spiritual truth that Jesus is Lord. Oh, Father, give us the eyes of Christ, God. If we have the eyes of Christ, we can't condemn. If we have the eyes of Christ, we won't judge. If we have the eyes of Christ, we'll have more love. Oh, Father, give us the eyes to see the good and not the bad. Give us the eyes, God, that we'll be able to teach somebody, show somebody about Jesus through our character. Oh, Father, then bless us again. You said that nobody can control the tongue. Well, God, we ask that you to control the tongue. Help us to exhort, edify, and encourage. Help us to go ahead and speak good about our brothers. Help us to go ahead and tell somebody about Jesus. Help us to tell the truth and not a lie. Help us to be this year that's fruitful in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and then if our heart is not right, oh, God, we ask you to fix our heart. Fix our heart that it won't be stony. Fix our heart that it won't be wax. Fix our heart, Father, that it'll be made right unto you. Father, we got the heart of God. We will love more. We got the heart of God. We will have mercy more. We got the heart of God. We will teach more. Well, thus said the Lord of hosts. Then, God, we ask you to stir up in the gifts this year. Stir the gifts up in us, God. Help us to go out and come in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to put on the whole armor of God. Bless us in our going out and our coming in the name of Jesus. God, we had 1,000 tongues. We couldn't praise you enough. Father, we turn it over to you. My mama said that you sit high and you look low. Well, God, we ask you to touch right now every heart on the phone. We ask you to touch right now every listener's right now. We don't know what the problem is, but we're in agreement. We're in agreement for your healing. We're in agreement for your breakthrough. We're in agreement right now for your deliverance. We're in agreement right now for your victory. We're in agreement right now that you will be blessed. This is a year of blessing. This is a year that, God, we're going to take back what belongs to us, and we're going to stand on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, no more sadness. No more oppression. No more depression. Father, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. We curse the demons, his nymphs and imps of hell, and send him back to where he belonged, because we have the victory. Father, we touch and agree for our brothers today. We touch and agree for those listening today. Oh, Father, by prayer that we're going in, by prayer that we have our faith, by prayer that we have our whole being, by prayer, Father, we're touching the hem of your garment, so we could be made whole. Father, we speak to cancer right now to dry up. We speak to tumors right now to drop off. We speak to eyes that got cataract to be healed in the name of Jesus. If Jesus can't do it, it just can't be done. God said high and look low. God is the one that can heal. God is the one that can deliver. God is the one that sent breakthrough. God, we claim this Jesus victory. We claim this year with power. We claim this year with all ammunition of heaven. God, we speak to Michael and Gabriel to bless right now. God, go into their homes. We speak to the angels. North, west, south, and east winds blow. Blow your Holy Spirit. Blow peace in the middle of the storm. Let them feel refreshing. Let them feel renewal. Let them feel a breakthrough. God, we mean business tonight. God, it's 2023, and we come praising you, and we come believing by faith in the power of the Holy Ghost, our Redeemer. Oh, Jesus died on Calvary so we can have the victory. We got the victory in our life. We got the victory in our health. We got the victory in our mind. We got the victory in our soul. We got the victory all in our beings. We speak to our families. Children, if you're lost, come in. If you're not saved, we decree it. If you're in jail, you're going to be loose. If you need healing and deliverance, we speak it in the name of Jesus. We take the authority over our children. We take the authority over our grandkids. We take the authority of our family. God, you made man in your image, and man was made first. We speak to the leaders of the family. We speak to the men of the family. Take your rightful place. Be the head of your family the way God has instructed you. Father, give them the mind. Give him the strength, God. Give him the ability and the wisdom. We speak for men today, Father, to build them up, Father. We prevailing for the men today. Lead them in such a place of breakthrough and victory. Oh, God, then we speak to the mothers and the women. Father, give them the help that they need. Give them the wisdom that they need. Help them to be a help to their father, help to their husband, a help to their children, a help to their mother. Oh, God, we ask them right now that you give the wisdom to women, that you made them to be a help. You made them to walk beside the man. You made them, God. Let them take their rightful place. I speak to women today. Get in your place the way God tell you. Do what God tell you. Don't go ahead of the man, but stay in your place so God can put things back in order. Oh, God, help them to be faithful. Help them to be submissive to the head of the house in the name of Jesus. Then, God, we speak to the children. Father, we have rulership. Oh, Father, you said that the children that you made is a gift to us. Father, we speak over our children today to get it right, for our sons to get it right, for our daughters to get it right, for our little grandbabies to get it right. We cover you in the blood. We cover you in the blood. If God can't do it, it can't be done. Oh, Father, we speak it over that job. So many people are tired and oppressed and depressed. But, Father, we claim the victory. You said that we shall work by the sweat of our brow. Father, so we speak over that job. We speak over the supervisors. We speak over the bosses. We speak with authority that what God got for me, it's for me, and no demon in hell is going to take it. Oh, God, and we thank you for the victory. We thank you for the peace. We thank you, God, because if you take care of the sparrow, oh, God, you know every hair on our head, you're going to take care of us. Oh, God, and we want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to magnify you. We want to glorify you. Father, then we speak to the ministry and stand on Ephesians 4. When you say unity in the body, well, God, we speak to the apostles. Oh, Father, that you will give them revelation knowledge, government structure and order. Help them to do the work and the vision that you call them to do. Father, we speak to the prophets, God, that they will say thus what the Lord of hosts. Father, bribe their tongue that they do not say what thus said the Lord. Father, shut their mouths that they don't say what thus said the Lord. Father, let them speak with clarity. Let them speak with love. Let them speak with understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, bless the pastors that they can govern your sheep. Bless the pastors so they can get revelation knowledge. Bless your pastors, God, that they can stand firm in the name of Jesus. We claim the victory. We claim it. We can receive it. Oh, God, and bless the evangelists as they go to and fro this earth. Save your souls. Give them the word to say. Let miracle signs and follow them so people can believe what thus said the Lord of hosts. God, then deal with your preachers and your teachers. Oh, God, I thank you for Reverend Gernard Reed. I thank you, God, how he was a blessing and got those people to come on the radio tonight. I met Pastor Gaskin. I met Dr. Jones. I met Reverend Rice and Pastor Jones. Thank you for Archbishop. Thank you for Dr. Mays. Thank you for all of those who have helped the fivefold. Oh, God, we love you. We love you, God. We're going to go in, God, with praise and worship. We're going in by faith. Say you a liar. We bind you up. We rebuke you. We plead the blood of Jesus on you. You defeated. We now had our praise. We made it. Teaching the word of God. God is victorious. Oh, God, and when you crack open the sky, oh, God, tell us, well done, my good and faithful servant. Tell us, well done, my good and faithful servant. Tell us, well done, my good and faithful servant. Oh, God, and then we want to pray especially for the elderly, Lord. Let them know that they're loved. Let somebody come and give mother and daddy a hug. Let them go to the nursing room or to the senior citizen place and say, Jesus love you. Oh, Father, send comfort, God. Let a nurse, a doctor, somebody just give them a hug that they're not forgotten. oh, God, and touch the children, God. We speak to the schools around this United States. We bind up all that shooting in the school. We bind up the devil trying to take away our blessing. God, you said that a child is a gift from God. Well, we take back our gifts. We bind you up, evil one. You will not take our children out in the schools. Father, we bind up that trafficking. We bind up all that molestation, everything that come up against our kids. Set them free and expose it, God, in the name of Jesus. We believe you, God. You said if we can believe it, we can receive it. Oh, God, we believe in you. I thank you for those that prayed for me. I thank you for the opportunity to glorify you. Oh, God, we love you today. Thank you for 2023. God, this is a year of expectancy. This is a year of prosperity. This is a year of victory. God, we're going to stand on that word. We're going to stand on the word. Oh, God, and I hear you say expectations, that we got to believe it through the expectations of God. Have an expectancy that God can do anything but fail. I'm going to say it again, Satan, you're a lie, that God can do anything but fail. We expect it that his word shall and will come back and not be void. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you so very much. We thank you for the little babies that you're going to heal. All of those babies that are sick or with cancer, with viruses or COVID, we speak against it in the name of Jesus. This is going to be a year of prosperity, turnaround, and I heard God say expectancy. So we're going to expect the best from our God. God, we love you. We repent. Anything we did that's not right in your sight, forgive us, God. Help us to love people the way we want to be loved. Help us to say things out of our mouth with kindness. Help us to exalt, edify, and encourage. Hey! In the name of Jesus, good God Almighty. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, I feel you now. Oh, God, you're moving through the phone right now. Oh, God, you're healing bodies right now. Oh, God, you're giving them a fresh anointing right now. Oh, God, you're moving all the way. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. I feel you, Father. I feel you, Father. I feel you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. Oh, God, I feel chills up and down my body. Oh, God, somebody is praying me through. Hey! Hallelujah. I feel all right. Oh, I feel all right. I feel all right. Hey. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. We love you. We love you. We love you, Daddy. We magnify you. We praise you. We glorify you. And I speak all the way to Virginia, to my cousin Lawrence. Lawrence, if you're listening, you hear from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Don't walk in fear that God got it. I speak to snow today. Snow, open up your door. If God can't do it, it just can't be done. Only God can cover you. Only God can bless you. Only God can heal you. Only God can take you safe. Hey! He can make you safe. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Dr. Jones now and Reverend Rice. Anything they want to say, or Pastor Jones, in closing. Ooh, we love the Lord. Ooh, I feel you. I feel your peace. Peace in the valley, God. Peace in your home, God. Hey! Peace in the storms, God. Hey! Peace in dry places, God. Hey! Oh, God, peace with our children, God. Peace in our churches. Peace in the membership, God. Father, speak to your people and give them peace, God. Hey! 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Gentlemen, please take it over. Thank you, Lord. 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 I just want to sing this. Somebody sing it with me. I'm not a singer, but I keep hearing, he's sweet.
I know.
He's sweet. I know strong
wind may blow. I heard your Savior is sweet.
Yeah. Yes.
Here
we
are.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Wow. Me right.
Yes.
Wrong.
Yes.
Me blow.
Yes.
I tell the world. Wherever I go, that I have found a Savior, and He is sweet. I know.
Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yes, He's sweet. I know. Is there any closing remarks before we go out? And Happy New Year to all of the believers and Christians and those who have accepted Christ.
Yeah.
God said walk in expectancy. Walk knowing that He can do anything but fail. Walk in the Word and believe in the power of His Holy Ghost and of His coming. God said expect it. Expect it mean that you believe it. Expect it, believe it. You already know you got your breakthrough. When you expect something, it's a sure thing. Hey! When you know it's going to rise, so we can praise God ahead of time. He said, walk in expectancy for 2023. That means you got the victory. You got the victory over the situation.
Yes.
You got the victory over that problem. Hey, you got the victory over those setbacks. Because when you walk in expectancy, you already believe that God fixed it. If He can't do it, it can't be done. Good God Almighty. Somebody say something so I could be quiet.
Yes, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes, yes. And I want to end with this. The Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not, and you do not have to want. He will make you to lie down in green pastures. He will give you peace in the midst of the storm. He leadeth you beside the still waters. There is nothing too hard for your God. He restores your soul. He relieves you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. God leads you, not man, but God. And He can do anything but fail. It says, yea, do we walk through the valley, the shadow of death. We don't have to fear no evil, for God is with us. Hey, for He will comfort us. God is going to comfort us in the dry bones. God is going to comfort us in the dry places. God is going to comfort us when they try to nail us to the cross. God is going to comfort us when they up and push our backs against the wall. That God got the victory over our lives. It says that He prepares a table before me. Yes, He does. He prepares a table before your enemies. He prepares a table that's already spread it out. He got faith, love, hope, forgiveness, charity, all of it is spread out on the table. He means you good. He means you well. That is already laid out in front of your enemies.
Yes, yes.
Anoint your head with oil. I say it again.
Yes.
When you have accepted the death, burial, resurrection of Christ, He anoints your head with oil that you already covered. The oil is on the inside. You got the victory.
Yes.
Don't hold your head down. Hold your head up because surely goodness and mercy. I say it again, that God's grace is sufficient for thee. That God's grace, not man's grace, not your boss' grace, no family member grace, but God's grace is sufficient. And He shall and will let you dwell with Him through all eternity. And forever in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen and amen.
I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. I got a feeling everything is gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Oh, my mother, she told me Everything is gonna be all right. Oh, my mother, she told me everything is gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything is gonna be all right. Oh, Jesus, he told me everything is gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything is gonna be all right. Oh, be all right, be all right,
be all right.
Yes.
I
close with that.
Yes.
I got a feeling.
Yes.
That everything is going to be all right.
Yes. It is. Everything is going to be all right.
Yes.
If you can believe it, you can receive it. You know why? Because Jesus only can work it out, but the Lord is blessing you. When you leave out and hang up this phone, I want you to remember that the Lord is blessing you right now. Hey!
Right now.
God Almighty. Somebody hold my mule. I feel all right.
All right.
God bless you all. Thank you for listening to our New Year's Eve service. We are in agreement. We are touching and agreeing for your victory, for your brothers, for your sisters, for your family, for this world. We will not back down on the blood of Calvary, on Jesus, because that Lord is blessing us. God is blessing us. Our Lord and Savior is blessing us right now.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Then ride the train.
Yes.
Up and on this train.
Yes.
Everything to gain. Come along. Come along.
Hey!
Friend, come along. Get aboard and ride this train.
Yes.
Nothing on this train to lose. Everything to gain.
Woo! Yes,
God, we have mercy.
Thank you again. We thank God for that PowerPoint. I know y'all feel it. And, you know, I know you want us to stay, but we have to go. We only got three more minutes. God bless you. Happy New Year's. We'll be on the air tomorrow from 8:30 to 10. Please listen to us as we go into the inner courts behind the veil to preach Jesus. God bless you again. Thank all of those from Northern Neck, Virginia. I told you those some preaching people. We thank God for Reverend Gernard Reed, how he have introduced me to all these great speakers, to Pastor Gaskin, Dr. Jones, Pastor Jones, Reverend Rice, the list goes on, and Dr. Baylor. Thank y'all so much for helping me. And remember, God said walk in expectancy because he wants you to walk believing that you're going to receive it and you're going to get it. This is your breakthrough year, that you will have it when you walk in expectancy. Believe that God can do anything but fail. I believe it, so I'm going to receive it. God bless you.
Amen.
And amen and
God
amen.
Bless.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. want you to walk out this year knowing that the Lord is blessing you. Hold your head up. It's 2023. We got the victory. Amen.